did any of them ever around the house, maybe had those white fences that slats like this that come to a point?
No, I don't remember anything.
Any of them ever have picket fences, anything like
that? Yeah, they had a lot of picket fences around the yards and places of that kind, yeah.
Did you ever put up any of the fences with barbed wire? Was that?
Yeah, barbed wire was the main fence.
How did they put that up? Can you tell me about
it?
Pretty hard work.
Well, yeah, it's pretty hard work. They set these posts, you know, and they set them by hand. They dig in holes by hand and put them posts down there and then use fence stretchers to stretch up that barbed wire, you know, and staple it to them posts. Pretty hard work.
That sounds like it was.
Yeah.
Talk about fences. Did they ever have any fences out of rock or stone around?
No. Nothing I can remember. Here in late years, they've got quite a few big fences around their yards now and stuff. Never any rock.
I don't guess there'd be any rock or stone much around.
Well, there's some spots that got a lot of rock down here, but they just never did use it for fence.
You mentioned a laying mash a while ago. Did they ever have anything else? Did you ever see them put anything else in a hen's nest to get her to lay?
Well, they put straw in there, you know, they'd make the smith and just get some old straw or grass or something other, put in there, make a soft place for them to lay in.
Did you ever see them put maybe an egg made out of china or glass?
Yeah.
What do they call that?
Nest egg. Yeah. Yeah.
Did that work pretty well?
Yeah, it works all right.
And, The thing that you would carry after you built the cow is you carry the milk in, what do they call that?
Milk pail.
What was that usually made of?
What
would that usually be made of?
Well, I guess tin probably.
What about, did y'all have a well when you were coming up?
Open well, yeah.
What about the thing that you used to draw the water?
I had a wheel up there, you had a bucket on it, and you'd let the rope down in there and draw that water.
What would that bucket used to be made out of?
Just a tin bucket, just ordinary. Galvanized bucket, I guess they call them. Galvanized.
What about, you know, the bucket you'd use to take a slop out to the hogs? Did it have any special name for that?
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket.
Yeah.
What about some of the things your mother would cook in? Can you tell me, what would she fry eggs in?
Regular old iron frying pan. Real heavy.
Did you ever hear him call
that
anything different?
Real heavy.
Did you ever hear him call that anything different?
No.
You ever hear him use the term skillet around or anything?
Well, they some people call them skillets, usually they fry stuff. I don't know, they use that skillet for something else, I think, for warming stuff up or something of that kind, but they use the regular iron frying pan to fry him. Yeah.
Did you ever have a big black pot or anything maybe kept out in the yard that might boil clothes in?
Oh, yeah.
What'd they call that?
Wash pot. Yeah, I got one over the house now.
Do you use it for anything now?
Yeah.
And what about the thing that you might make a tea in or something like that, or coffee in, you know?
Coffee pot and a teapot, stuff like that. They had another thing that they used to fry stuff in. They called it the spider.
Yeah. What was that like?
You're just
they used to fry stuff in the
spider. They had another thing that they used to fry and stuff in. They called it the spider.
What was that like?
It was just like a frying pan. They called it a spider.